right, it is the Ben Ferguson Show. Are you ready for a rainbow gay pride crosswalk? Well, that is exactly what is planned for Cooper Young. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment on the Ben Ferguson Show. But before we get to that, Diaz told me today that he believes we can do the heinous Memphis crime report. If I'm not mistaken, Diaz, you think we can pull this off in one segment. So we are going to try to do the Memphis crime report, like I said, in one segment. Are you ready, Diaz? Let's see if we can do this. All right. Go ahead and hit it. So what we give you every day here on the show is the most heinous crimes have been committed and or reported in the last 21 hours. Yesterday was the anniversary of 9/11. So we did take a day off from the heinous Memphis crime report, and we will let those crimes go without a mention. We're only going to mention the new ones because otherwise this would take too long. All right. So with that being said, we are the third most dangerous city in America. You have a mayor of Memphis that's running for re-election who has not gotten you the adequate police protection that you're already paying for with your tax dollars. His name is Jim Strickland. He's the mayor of Memphis. If you'd like to call his office and talk to him about being the mayor of the third most dangerous city in America, you're more than welcome to do that. His number is 636-6000. It's official, Diaz. I know it by heart. 636-6000. You can also email the mayor, mayor@memphistn.gov, mayor@memphistn.gov, and tell him what you think about the crime in Memphis. With that being said, number one. An 18-year-old was arrested and charged after police say he was involved in a drive-by shooting following an incident at an actual school. A woman called 911 saying that her North Memphis home had been shot up by two of her daughter's friends. She explained that early in the day, words were reportedly exchanged between her daughter, another female, Christian Kathy, and another male at Douglas High School. Several hours later, the two males allegedly pulled up to her home in their 2004 Ford Taurus, and seven shots were fired at the home. Three of the shots hit the house, police said. Seven people were inside the home at the time, but thankfully, no one was hurt. Authorities said Kathy was a driver during the shooting. He was arrested the next day and charged with seven counts of aggravated assault. Channel 3 checked the jail log for the alleged shooter, but he was not listed. That indicates he may be a juvenile or not yet in custody. I don't think you have to call Crime Stoppers on this one, though, so that's good news, I guess, right? Number two. All right, Diaz, you're going to have to stay up with me on this one because police are investigating three different shootings overnight. So get ready, Diaz. Memphis police are investigating at least three shootings across the city overnight. Number one of the three, which would be crime number two. Go ahead. Just after 10 o'clock, a man was hurt after a shooting at the Bent Tree Apartments on Briar Park Drive near the airport. Investigators said the victim is expected to survive. Then the third shooting, but second of the night. Go ahead, Diaz. Around 11 o'clock, a man was shot on Morningside Street in Fraser. Police said someone drove him to a fire station where he was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Then there was crime number four, which would be shooting number three. Go ahead, Diaz. That happened around 1 a.m. A person who was shot on Greercy Avenue. One person was rushed to the hospital, but there's no word on their condition. There's no word on any arrests in any of these cases, but if you know anything about it, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. That's 528-CASH. Number five. Memphis police are investigating a shooting in Fraser that left one man hospitalized. A shooting that happened there. One man was shot. He was taken to the local authorities by private vehicle. He was then taken to Regional 1 in critical condition. If you know anything about this shooting in Fraser, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 528-CASH. I do want to say, last month, there were more credible tips that came into Crime Stoppers than any other time in Crime Stoppers history based on the report that we told you about 2 days ago. This crime report, you guys are making a difference. Clearly, we're talking about these crimes. People are hearing about them. They're connecting dots, and they're calling Crime Stoppers. Thank you for doing that. Like I said, if you know anything about this crime and shooting in Fraser, you're encouraged to call Crime Stoppers, 528-CASH, 528-CASH. If you'd like to call the mayor of Memphis and ask him what the hell he's doing to fix the crime problems and where your 500 police officers are that you have paid for this year that have not been hired, You can call the mayor of Memphis, 636-6000. His name is Jim Strickland. He'll be more than happy to ask you to vote for him for re-election. 636-6000, 636-6000. Number six. Angel Gordon and her husband, Vidal, were fast asleep last night, or in the morning, when suddenly they were jolted awake by a bunch of gunfire. I heard something go pow, 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 Gordon said. Panicked, the two of them jumped out of bed, but a quick scan of the house by Vidal didn't reveal any damage, so he got back into bed and went back to sleep. Going back to sleep isn't something most people would be calm enough to do, but Gordon and her husband are used to gunfire. Let me just say that again. You have people in Memphis that were woken up by pow, 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 pow. I'm quoting. They were panicked. The two of them jumped out of bed, took a quick scan of the house, realized they didn't think there was any problems. They went back to bed, and they said the reason why is because she and her husband are so used to hearing gunfire in their neighborhood. Quote, we've heard it a lot since moving into the Westwood home on Loral Cove back in January. That's what goes on in this neighborhood, Gordon said. The incident happened around 2 a.m., but Gordon made a startling discovery when she got up 4 hours later and walked into the living room. I noticed that there was plaster on the floor, and I looked at the wall, and the wall had a hole in it. She first saw a single bullet hole, but the more she and her husband looked, the more they found. There were five in all, including two on the porch and one that went through the front door and ricocheted off the wall and TV before lodging itself in the armrest of their couch. It was a scary thought, Gordon said, and it was a close call because Gordon's husband falls asleep on the couch most nights. Quote, I don't want to think about that. I think everything happens for a reason. Gordon said she doesn't know who fired the shots and definitely doesn't know why anyone would target them. Quote, we don't bother anybody. We stay to ourselves. We stay in the house. Given all that, she believes the shooting was random drive-by. That's something that would still terrify most people. But Gordon said she'll get over it. First 24 hours, I was scared and ready to move out like now. But now I'm okay because this is the Memphis in the neighborhood that they live in, and it's normal to hear gunshots. If you'd like to call the mayor of Memphis and tell him that this shouldn't be normal and people shouldn't have to deal with this crap, and ask him to do his damn job, you can call the mayor of Memphis. His name is Jim Strickland. He's got a personal police protection, so he doesn't have to worry about any of this. His number is 636-6000, 636-6000. You can email the mayor, mayormemphistn.gov, mayormemphistn.gov. Number seven. A backhoe driver has been airlifted to Memphis Hospital after a crash with an 18-wheeler. Crash involving the 18-wheeler and the backhoe Thursday sent both drivers to area hospitals. According to the Highway Patrol, the semi hit the backhoe on Highway 72 and then flipped. The backhoe driver was flown to a Memphis hospital while the driver of the 18-wheeler was taken by ambulance to another hospital. It's not clear what caused the crash. Earlier this week, we had a school bus that crashed in the same area after the driver suffered an apparent heart attack. If you do know anything about this crash, please call the Highway Patrol or Crime Stoppers, 528-CASH, 528-CASH. Cash. Number eight. So you may think that criminals from Memphis don't do crimes outside of Memphis. Not true. A Memphis man has now been accused of hitting a police officer with a car in Nashville, and he's been charged with a federal crime. Way to represent. A Memphis man accused of displaying a gun and driving erratically on Broadway in Nashville is now facing federal assault charges, according to federal officials. The U.S. District Attorney Donald Cochran said 30-year-old Pasquale Walls, let me say that again, Pasquale Walls, say that three times fast, a Memphis resident was charged with being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. Nashville Metro Police said Walls was the driver of a Chrysler 300 that accelerated through the intersection of Fifth Avenue and Broadway, striking several other cars, including a patrol car, before he hit Sergeant Chris Delap. According to authorities, at one point, officers were forced to jump out of the way to avoid being struck, and one officer was pulled to the ground by the vehicle. Investigators said that Delap fired at least once at Walls as he continued westbound on Broadway, narrowly missing multiple pedestrians on the road. Walls was then chased and captured by citizens and held until he was taken into police custody. How about those citizens in Nashville? Well done. Way to grab one of Memphis' finest, then hold him for police. There was a pistol with a magazine loaded with 26 rounds of ammunition that was recovered from the floorboard of Walls' car. According to reports, Walls was previously convicted of a felony controlled substance crime in Shelby County, Tennessee, and is prohibited from possessing a firearm. If convicted, he'll get 10 years in prison. Don't worry, he'll probably end up spending about 10 months, and then we'll let him back out because we're a bunch of idiots. All right, is there any more ideas, or is that enough? Oh, yeah, we got one more. What are we on now? Number 8, real quick. Come on. Crossing guard has been hospitalized after being hit by a car near a local elementary school. The crossing guard has been sent to the hospital after getting hit by a car. Memphis police were called to Grahamwood Elementary School around 3:40 yesterday afternoon. Police told Fox 13 the guard was hit near Faxon and North Graham. The driver responsible for hitting the guard remained on the scene. Investigators said the crossing guard was taken to the Regional 1. Thank goodness, a non-critical condition. It's unclear if charges have been filed at this time. It's an ongoing investigation. We'll keep you up to date on that throughout the afternoon when we find out anything else. And, can we just end with a little funny one, Diaz? Is that possible? Okay, we'll end this one real quick. This is a bonus story. No gunshots needed. Captain America has been arrested in North Mississippi, police say. It's a long fall from grace and saving the world from, well, all the problems that we have. And according to Clarksdale police, they arrested Captain America. He's got a mugshot wearing the outfit. Someone dressed up as Captain America in handcuffs. It's an amazing picture. His name is David Hobbs. He's 36. Was donning the superhero costume and fairy wings when he was caught breaking into a shed. The homeowner said he was alerted by his alarm after grabbing a handgun. He found Hobbs breaking into his shed with a pipe dressed as Captain America. Police said they don't know why Hobbs dressed up as Captain America. Neighbors said the area is normally quiet. It's pathetic, dressed like a hero and all that in front of Clarksdale. You don't just do that and break into people's houses. Captain America has been taken into custody, charged with burglary, and he's in jail on a $25,000 bond. No word yet if they've given him any new clothes or if he's still sitting there like Captain America. And that, my friends, is your heinous Memphis crime report with a little light note at the end there. If you'd like to call the mayor of Memphis and tell him what you think about living in a city like this where he's doing nothing to fight crime, you're more than welcome to do that. The mayor's number is 636. Wait, what's his number, Diaz? 636-6000, is that right? 636-6000, that's right. 636-6000, his name is Jim Strickland. He's asking for your vote for the mayor of Memphis, so maybe he'll take your call. I'm going to guess probably not. It's the Ben Ferguson Show. We got a lot more news to get to. 600 WREC and 92.1 FM.